Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we'll take a look at some of the workflow activities you can use to build UCMA 3.0 SDK workflows. So what consists, or what does the UCMA 3.0 SDK workflow consist of? The most important activity here is the communication sequence activity, and we'll take a look at this in more detail. It provides the body for all the activities to execute in. The call provider is going to be what connects incoming calls to the communication sequence activity. We'll explore some of the activities available that are UC-specific, and you'll see them in the toolbox. And then we'll glance over commands and events and look at those later. So the communication sequence activity is really the container activity that all your other activities are going to live in. So the activities in the communication sequence activity are all executed in sequence, hence the sequential workflow. This also provides scoping for commands and communications events, which we'll look at another module in this session. The communication sequence is bound to a call provider, so it provides call control functionality to this particular instance of the workflow, and it executes for the active call the activities contained in the sequence. The call provider is what's responsible for providing a call to the communication sequence activity. So when the first activity of a sequential workflow, in this case it's an inbound workflow, which is the accept call activity, executes, it creates a call for the communication sequence activity. Of course, this also applies to an outbound communications workflow, where the call is created again when the call is, when the outbound call is initiated as the workflow starts. Of course, a workflow should be able to support multiple calls, so the instance of call provider is going to manage the workflow interaction for all the active calls. Some of the UC-specific workflow activities are available in the toolbox in Visual Studio when you use the workflow project template. When it comes to call control, we can, of course, you saw the accept call activity. We also have the ability to do a blind transfer. There's some dialogue-specific activities, such as the speech statement or speech question answer activity. Of course, there's the IM equivalents for all these activities, like there's an IM statement or instant messaging statement, or an instant messaging question-answer activity. There's some other activities like a get presence, which you can use to get the presence of a list of contacts, or even a go-to activity that you can use just to navigate through your workflow to another activity. Of course, you can use some of the, where applicable, Windows Workflow Foundation activities, like the code activity to execute custom code, or the if-else activity for simple branching. If none of these activities are good enough for your needs, you can also build your own custom activities. Let's take a look at an example of working with these UCMA 3.0 workflow activities to build a simple help desk IVR where users can call in and check on the status of their tickets.
Let's take a look at an example of using the UCMA 3.0 workflow SDK and the Exchange Web Services Managed API to build a conference room concierge personal virtual assistant. So the scenario here is that I'm at my desktop using Link, or perhaps walking around campus with my cell phone, and I need to book a conference room. So I have my workflow started up, and I'm going to call into it from Link. Now, of course, you could expose a phone number or extension that users can use to call from other devices.
Welcome to the conference room, concierge. I can book a conference room for you. Now please enter your 5-digit PIN.
Enter my PIN.
PIN accepted.
Thank you. Which building would you like to find a conference room in?
Say building 33.
How many people will be in the meeting?
4 people.
Do you need a whiteboard?
Yes.
Do you need a projector?
No.
Enter. I found some conference rooms matching your criteria. Please choose one of the following meeting options.
Option 1, Building 33, Conference Room 1, on November 4th, 2010, at 3 o'clock p.m. Option 2, Building 33,
I have booked your conference room. Thank you for using the conference room concierge.
So here we configured the conference room resources in Exchange to automatically accept any meeting requests if they're available. So this is a great example of using the UCMA Workflow SDK and Exchange Web Services Managed API to interact with Exchange data and services to provide a personal virtual assistant to book conference rooms.
So in this module, we explored some of the activities available in the UCMA 3.0 Workflow SDK and took a look at a sample of building a simple help desk IVR that used some of these speech activities.